on a Thursday morning. Joining us now is our Rice County Sheriff, Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff Dunn. How are you today?
Great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, good. We're doing social or physical distancing today and talking to you by phone. Thank you so much for joining us. Boy, why don't we start off by just talking about, of course, since the last time we've talked to you, COVID-19 has taken over, just dominated any conversation that we have here on the airwaves, or just about any. How is it affecting your staff and the Rice County Sheriff's Office?
Well, we're changing our schedule, or we're breaking into teams instead of where before we had deputies that might be overlapping shifts, and we had sergeants on kind of a power shift, so they would work a little bit with the day shift and mostly on nights and different things. Now we're going to assign teams so that we don't cross-contaminate. We limit the chances of cross-contaminating ourselves with other staff members, in a hope that we will flatten this line out, not only in our state and in our county and in our country, but in our office. So we're trying to, limit our exposure to one another. And that's different for us. That's, a lot of times people talk about work as, it's another family, and definitely in law enforcement and public safety, we're one big family, whether we're at the sheriff's office and then our family with the Northfield Police and Faribault Police and the fire department. So it's different. And even on the calls, we're limiting our exposure to people and only sending in what's needed, instead of maybe, having two or three deputies at a crash. Now we might try to say we're going to limit it at two if we can safely do that or something.
Now that, law enforcement officers, you have, there are times where you have to have physical contact, or at least close contact, yeah, with people. Has, when your deputies go out to a call or such, do they have just like a whole cleaning supply thing in the trunk of their cruiser? Or I would imagine, yeah, there's probably some steps you have to take to keep them safe and clean.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we, before you'd have a couple Lysol wipes or whatever, but now, we try to make sure everybody's got a mini cleaning kit right in their squad so that they can decontaminate right after a call, depending on what it was. And then if we have to bring a person to our jail, and we have to wipe everything down after that. So they're definitely becoming great cleaners, and our squad cars have never been more spick and span.
All right, well, that is that's something there. Then it has to be, boy, in this day and age. But Sheriff, have you had any trouble getting supplies? I've gone to the store three or four times before I can finally get some new cleaning wipes and some sanitary stuff that we need here at the station. Have you had any issues like that?
Yeah, it's been difficult. We've had to make calls to different stores, and some have been very good about, supporting us and say, yeah, we'll let you know when the next shipment comes in so we can get it to you. And then you have others that say, you stand in line like everybody else. And so it's been a little frustrating at times, but we've not totally run out. But we're not sitting here with a large stockpile either. And we're trying to get our personal protection equipment, keep that stocked with, our masks and glasses and goggles and gowns for, if we have to go to a crash where there's blood and everything. Before we would just put gloves and maybe some eye protection on, but now we're trying to put more, as much protective equipment on as we can. So that we're not going to transmit any of this virus around and then keep it contained as much as possible.
Once again, Troy Dunn, Rice County Sheriff, is with us. Sheriff, also since the last time we talked to you, of course, COVID-19 has been the big issue, but another issue that people are happy about, I think more people are happier about. You know, last time we were talking about getting your fish houses off the lake, off the ice, and now we're spring. We've got a complete transformation in the weather in the past month or so. Spring is upon us, and that brings up, especially for you, because people are going to be out a lot now, outside in parks, on the lakes and stuff. Let's talk about that transition into spring and some safety things that people need to keep in mind.
Yeah, so we've already seen a lot of people out getting their boats out and fishing a little bit, those kind of things. And we actually got all of our boat and water rescue equipment out yesterday and made sure that was all ready to go, because obviously people are wanting to get out and you know, they're transitioning from the fish house to the boat, and the water is still really cold. So I want to remind everybody, make sure you prepare for the weather and make sure you wear your PFDs, your personal flotation devices, as much as possible. So if you do have an incident, you know, there's not any, makes it a lot easier for us to rescue and you to survive if you have that equipment on. So, and then obviously be careful when you're out about, you know, people are starting to trim trees and different things. So be careful around that with chainsaws and limbs coming down, those kind of things. I've seen a lot of, spring cleaning already and big high volume already this past weekend.
Sheriff Dunn, along with the good weather comes, you know, the usual suspects as far as criminal activity. You know, criminal activity, as we've talked about before, it's so much a crime of opportunity. You know, you see somebody's garage door open, you see a door unlocked here or there, and all of a sudden you're missing something here. Have you seen that yet? And what do you have to say to people as we get to the nicer weather?
Yeah, make sure that you're, you know, so we've had at least one cabin break in. So make sure that, you know, you put your stuff away. Don't leave a lot of valuables if you're not at your cabin or other, you know, wherever you may be going. Don't leave stuff out in plain view. Lock those things up and put motion lights on. It deters some criminal activity, but, you know, if there's no lights, and it just makes them easier to conceal themselves around at night. And then if you see anything suspicious now during the daytime, we're not seeing, you know, a flurry of daytime burglaries right now. And I think that's probably because some of those criminals are being a little smarter, because they think, well, maybe there's not a lot of people at work, so I don't want to take the chances. But, you know, if you see something suspicious, please call, you know, get a license number. Don't try to take this action into your own hands, but at least call and let your local law enforcement know what's going on if you see anything suspicious, because, yeah, the criminals are still out there and they're still going to do some things. So we need your eyes and your ears out there for us to be watching things.
Once again, Sheriff Dunn is with us from Rice County. Sheriff, let's kind of bring this all the way back to COVID. Good weather, people are wanting to be out, and you've probably seen an increase, as you've mentioned, people getting their boats out and out on the lakes and such. But from the standpoint of physical distancing, some of the restrictions that we're under right now are asked to at least abide by. Are you, from a law enforcement standpoint, you know, if you see 20 people out having a picnic on the lake, do you say something? What is the sheriff's department's role in gatherings at this point?
Well, we want, just like the governor stated, we want voluntary compliance with people. And so if we see something like that, you know, our deputies are most likely just going to stop and say, hey, folks, you know, you're supposed to limit your sizes to 10 people, and you're supposed to, you know, follow the 6-foot social distancing. So, you know, try to do that if you can. And you know, if we start to see significant large groups, you know, those kind of things where they're hosting large parties, that's more likely where we might have to, if they don't disperse, something like that, where we would have to take further action. And we don't want to have to write tickets for this. We want people to be safe. That's the bottom line. So we just ask that it's going to benefit everybody in the end, you know, if to get through this and to be healthy. And, you know, you don't want to host a birthday party or some kind of gathering, and then all of a sudden you get all of your friends and family sick, and now you're taking up all the resources. And I'm sure anybody would feel horrible if they lose a loved one to anything, but, you know, to think that maybe a bunch of people got infected because you hosted a birthday party or an anniversary or something like that at your house, that would be, you know, pretty alarming.
All right. Well, Sheriff Dunn, it sounds like you've got a lot of activity going on there now. We will let you go. Is there anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
Well, I just, again, want to thank the community for their patience with this and their cooperation with this COVID-19, and you know, continue to reach out to your friends and family by phone and by internet and FaceTime and all that other stuff, and keep in contact and make sure they're doing okay. And we'll get through this, and I look forward to be able to come back to the studio and see you and Terry in the morning and have some quality bakery or some venison with you.
All right. Well, hopefully that day will come more sooner than later. But Sheriff Dunn, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thank you, Jeff. Stay healthy and stay safe.
All right, you too. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn, you're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We get Terry standing by. Local news in just a moment or so.